it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's 73 degrees now at News Radio 1080 KRLD. Summer is back. We're going to get back up into the mid-90s by later this afternoon. We'll get the complete forecast for you. Dan Brunoff's back. That'll be coming up in just a moment. We also have the latest on the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Stand by for that. Our top story. It is a new era for the Cowboys.
Yeah, Sunday is the first home opener for the team under Brian Schottenheimer. Here's KRLD's Kurt Lewis.
I'm here outside AT&T Stadium where the home season gets underway in a little more than 48 hours.
I'm a big believer in home field advantage. I think the fans make a huge difference here.
Now, this will be Dak's 15th start against the New York Giants, and he's won 13 of them. But Shotty says every season is a new start, and this year Dak has a new play caller and a new head coach. But no matter what, he and the team have all the confidence in the world in Dak's ability to lead them to a win. At AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And Sunday, with the Cowboys playing on 105.3, The Fan, you will hear the Texas Rangers game against the Mets on 1080 KRLD. Pregame at noon, first pitch at 12:40. Parking lots for Sunday's game will open at 8 a.m. at AT&T Stadium, and Arlington police say they'll have officers helping direct traffic. Police spokesman Tim Ciesco says if you use Uber or Lyft to get to the game, know this.
There is a designated drop-off and pickup location that's going to be over at Lot 15, which is going to be just west of the stadium, kind of right off of Randall Mill Road. We don't want rideshare stopping, you know, along Randall Mill or Collins or one of those busy roadways and blocking other traffic from getting
when
in.
When he says just west, it's a half mile west. To help you get to the front door of the stadium more quickly, check your ticket for the right entrance into AT&T and check the stadium's bag policy. Only clear bags up to 12 by 12 by 12, or gallon zip bags or small clutches are allowed.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly. We're live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD. John, I'm sorry, we have breaking news. This just in a moment ago. President Trump just sat down on the couch for Fox and Friends, and in though, he just announced that a suspect is in custody in the shooting of Charlie Kirk. So a suspect is in custody, that according to President Trump announcing that just moments ago.
Yeah, this is brand new. I mean, this is coming down just moments ago. And we should also be getting some kind of briefing or update from officials at around 8 o'clock our time. Of course, if that happens, we will bring it to you live here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Thanks for breaking in with that, because we've been covering the reaction to Charlie Kirk's murder from Utah to Washington, D.C., to even here in Dallas, where Russell Scott went to the campus of SMU.
Between classes, a number of students here on the SMU campus were willing to stop and talk about Charlie Kirk, and most with thoughtful comments.
It just feels like a spiritual attack to me, like just feels like demonic presence, you know. Just
I haven't really heard anything about it. I'm not on social media, so.
I just think it's just ironic how he died, given that his political views quite literally supported his death.
A couple of students told me they actually have met Charlie before, and many told me they were grieving for his family. In Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, he is being remembered on college campuses throughout Texas. Last night, Turning Point USA chapters at Texas A&M, at Sam Houston, and the University of Houston held vigils. Kirk co-founded that conservative youth organization. University of Houston political science professor Brandon Rottinghouse.
He presented for young people an alternative to the politics and to the kind of cultural movement that he saw in this country as being a problem, and that young people in big waves, especially on college campuses, embraced.
Texas A&M System Chancellor Glenn Hager said of Kirk, he blessed the system by engaging our students and encouraging them to stay involved. And again, like just told you moments ago, President Trump says they have a suspect in custody in the shooting death of Charlie Kirk. We will bring you much more throughout the morning here on KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Cowboys, Giants at AT&T Stadium Sunday at noon. Dallas is looking to make it 9 in a row over New York. Oddsmakers give the edge to the Cowboys, despite both teams sitting right now at 0-1. A gruesome crime unfolds in Dallas. A motel worker accused of decapitating his boss with a machete. Officers say the Cuban national, he's an illegal immigrant, carried a long criminal record, was freed by ICE custody months ago, during the Biden administration, actually, in January. And he lashed out at the victim, told him, when the victim told him not to use a broken washing machine. Breaking news, you heard it live just moments ago. President Trump announces that the suspect who took the life of Charlie Kirk has been found. He is under arrest. Trump says a minister involved with law enforcement got the Charlie Kirk assassin's father to turn the shooter in.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
President Trump says a high degree of certainty that the suspect in the Charlie Kirk assassination has been caught. We'll have a complete update for you coming up straight ahead at 7:23 at News Radio 1080 KRLD as we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing.
It is 23 after 7. Authorities in Wise County say they do suspect foul play in the disappearance of a Bridgeport woman who has been missing since last
month. Family members of 48-year-old Monica Sanford reported her missing on August 25th after not hearing from her for 2 days. Wise County Sheriff Lane Aiken said investigators grew concerned after Sanford's vehicle, dog, and other belongings were found abandoned at her home. Her car had been found against the fence at the back of the property. Deputies and Texas Rangers have searched the area using drones, K-9 units, and sonar equipment, but Sanford has not been located. A $5,000 reward is being offered for information leading to Sanford's whereabouts. From the 24-Hour News Center, Jeff Burkett, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And you can see photos at KRLD.com.
7:24 on the KRLD Morning News. We're the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, guys. You know, we were telling you a couple of weeks ago, historically, September is the worst month of the year. I can't wait to see October. We've got all stocks hitting record highs. Well, all the averages hit record highs. The Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ all closed with records, all posted gains for this week of over 1.5%. The news, of course, the likely news that interest rates are headed lower is the catalyst here. We've got consumer sentiment numbers coming shortly, and that could be market moving. But for right now, it looks like we're going to open mixed. If the Dow opened right now, it'd be up, down 100 points, but the NASDAQ would be up 23 and the S&P average virtually unchanged. Another big deal we're watching out there. Of course, the big story this week was the movement in Oracle. Larry Ellison's company just soared, taking his personal net worth up over $100 billion in a single day. Now it looks like that money is burning a hole in his pocket. He just recently financed his son's acquisition of Paramount with Skydance and Paramount merging. And now the rumor is, and it's just rumor right now, they want to take that company and go after Warner Brothers Discovery. We're talking about a company with over $31 billion in market capitalizations. We're talking about unifying CBS and CNN and lots of other streaming channels. That'll be a fun one to watch. Meanwhile, Adobe beat on the top and the bottom line quarterly. Revenues were up. Crude's up $1.17, $63.02. Gold's up $6.60, $36.80.20. The 10-year rate is up a little bit at 4.05%. Right now, the Dow looks down 100, but the NASDAQ looks up 23. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
President Trump has announced that a suspect is in custody in the assassination of Charlie Kirk. He also just announced the president did, that he's going to be sending the National Guard into Memphis. Both the Republican governor and the Democratic mayor, he says, are happy with this decision.
It is 7:26, and the 39th annual Grape Fest is now in full effect. kicked off yesterday. They'll be topping off your glass until Sunday.
Make your way out to Grapevine this weekend for this staple event in North Texas. Elizabeth Schrack says there is so much to do.
The People's Choice Wine Tasting Classic, that's where you're going to be judging the best Texas wines. And then we have the International Wine Experience, and that's where you're going to find wines from Australia, Austria, Mexico, Canada, and we're going to have some winemakers from those different regions as well.
There's also going to be a champagne terrace and a Florence-styled wine window that will be very Instagram-worthy, she says. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Ooh, Instagram-worthy. Yay. 727. Hey, looking for something else to do? The film Downton Abbey, the grand finale, hits theaters today. Be prepared for some drama.
Don't you see what this means for Downton?
Downton Abbey, the grand finale, being billed as the final chapter in the beloved TV and film series, has the entire original cast in place, with the exception of the iconic Dame Maggie Smith.
Who pays for it? Oh, good. Let's talk about money.
Her presence was really felt.
Lady Mary Michelle Dockery says the Dowager Countess still very much a part of Downton.
She's talked about a lot in the film, and we were so fortunate to have worked with her for such a long time.
Matt Wolf, CBS News.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.